This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government cautioning employers not to cut hours as minimum wage is set to increase. An Eagle Hall pensioner remanded on gun and ammunition charges. A former parliamentarian weighs in on the resignation of two independent senators. Over 150 Barbadians graduate from Farming Initiative, and more than 600 British Empire-era artifacts stolen from the Bristol Museum. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. As Barbados prepares to implement a 2% increase in minimum wage next month, government is urging employers not to slash working hours or days in an effort to offset the increase. Speaking during a media briefing, Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, moved to ease public concern that some businesses may reduce hours rather than pay the adjusted wage. He appealed to employers to value their workers before government is forced to introduce measures to protect them.
A worker will not be able to keep body and soul together working in an organization that runs full time if that worker is consistently at 22 and 24 hours per week, then it will make a mockery of the hourly rate. We know that people work, but they support not just themselves, there are others who they also support. So I appeal to employers not to put us into a position where we have to abandon an hourly rate to look at a weekly rate. All of us in a society need to make sure that those who earn the minimum can keep body and soul together.
Mr. Jordan acknowledged that while government cannot legally prevent employers from adjusting hours, plans are underway to improve monitoring in order to ensure labor laws are respected.
Government is not able to say to a business at this point, you cannot roster for 36 hours or you cannot roster for 32 hours in a week. What we are doing, that government and the Prime Minister, as the Minister of the Public Service, has agreed to increase the number of labour officers. So we will be, in the not-too-distant future, we'll be doing much more in terms of our inspections to make sure that employing organisations are following the minimum wage order. In terms of rate, we're going to be making sure that those rates are followed.
Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. A 66-year-old St. Michael man has been remanded for gun and ammunition charges. John Mitchell Cozier of Niles Road Eagle Hall appeared before Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks in the District A Criminal Court, charged with possession of a firearm and possession of 15 rounds of ammunition. Cozier was not called upon to plead to the indictable offences and was remanded at Dodds Prison. He's expected to reappear in court on January 8th next year. A former legislator believes independent senators should, as a matter of principle, offer their resignations upon the departure of the head of state who appointed them, even if not constitutionally required. Former opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley tells Starcom Network News that the matter goes beyond a constitutional mandate. The matter stems from the resignations of independent senators Crystal Drakes and Monique Tate after the tenure of Dame Sandra Mason as president came to an end last month.
I think it's a matter of principle. I think the independent senators having been appointed by the president in her official capacity, but at her discretion. Therefore, when she demits office and there is a successor, those who were appointed by her at that discretion or under that discretion should think it the principal thing to offer their resignations in the light of the fact that there is a new head of state. Certainly, it would be, in my view, up to the head of state as to whether or not he would want to see those people reappointed.
He stressed that the others who occupy the independent bench do have a right to remain in office.
The broader principle is, in fact, the matter of principle. If I was appointed at the discretion of person A and person A demits his or her position, then I would offer my resignation to the person incoming. I think it is a matter of principle, perhaps even more so than a matter of constitutionality, as to whether or not those who have not tendered their resignation are constitutionally right to hold on to these positions. Perhaps they are, but I'm saying that to me it is more a matter of principle than it is of constitutionality.
Former opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley. More than 150 Barbadians have successfully completed the intensive Farming and Fishing Gateway Initiative. The cohort graduated this week from the program, which was hosted by the University of the West Indies Cave Hills Center for Agricultural Research and Innovation in partnership with the Ministry of Training and Tertiary Education. The initiative is a core part of the national push for greater self-sufficiency. Trainees from all backgrounds completed courses ranging from livestock and poultry production to drip installation and seedling production. Director Dr. Michelle Singh highlighted the participants' exceptional commitment, noting that their test scores improved by an average of over 96%, a strong indicator of the program's effectiveness in building vital foundational skills. These new entrepreneurs are now prepared to launch small-scale agricultural businesses, strengthening the island's food production capacity for a more resilient and food-secure future. The Barbados Light and Power Company shared Christmas cheer to members of the elderly community through its Brighten Your Christmas with Good Energy initiative. The company's Good Energy crew paid a visit to the Vauxhall Senior Citizens Village, where the community was serenaded by the members and was given a monetary donation. Light and Power's managing director, Roger Blackman, stressed that it was the company's turn to give back.
All year long, day in, day out, our teams here and back at the office are working to provide a secure, safe, reliable service to our customers. And this is an opportunity now to go beyond that. And as we do year after year, support causes and support programs that provide, you know, care, kindness, connections at this time of the year.
Meanwhile, Acting Assistant Director of the National Assistance Board, Teresa Hamilton, thanked Light and Power for their support.
To be means a lot. And we want to thank you for choosing us, for remembering us, for remembering our elderly at this time. And on the behalf of our elderly, and I want to thank the Barbados Light and Power, everything is always done for the children. It's always the children, it's always the youth. So when the elderly, when they are remembered, it's a blessing. Because they are the persons who would have set their foundation for us.
Acting Assistant Director of the National Assistance Board, Teresa Hamilton. The COB Lift Foundation, in partnership with JCI Barbados, has launched its Change for Change initiative, an effort aimed at empowering communities through small, consistent acts of generosity. Speaking at yesterday's launch, Program Manager of the Foundation, Kathy Ann Scott, said the three-month campaign seeks to raise at least $200,000 to support youth development, education, and community wellness programs.
Change for Change is built on the simple idea that when many people give a little, together we can achieve a lot. Every dollar goes directly towards supporting a vulnerable group, funding for community-based initiatives, strengthening youth organizations, and expanding opportunities for those who need it most. We are going to launch on the 20th of December our first collection will be in Broad Street.
Program Manager of the COB Lift Foundation, Kathy Ann Scott. Police in Southwest England say more than 600 artifacts linked to the history of the British Empire and Commonwealth have been stolen from the Bristol Museum collection. Avon and Somerset Police released images of four suspects yesterday as part of an appeal for information. Investigators say the items described as having significant cultural value were taken from a museum storage facility during the early hours of September 25th. Officers have not clarified why the appeal is being issued more than 2 months after the theft, but say they want to speak to four men seen in the area at the time. Recapping the headlines, government cautioning employers not to cut hours as minimum wage set to increase. an Eagle Hall pensioner remanded on gun and ammunition charges, a former parliamentarian weighs in on the resignation of two independent senators, over 150 Barbadians graduate from Farming Initiative, and more than 600 British Empire-era artifacts stolen from the Bristol Museum. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.